Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Chulin Daf Ayin Vav, Chulin 76. And today's Daf Yomi, our Gemara is discussing the Gidin of the animal, the sinews, and whether or not the sinews can be considered like meat and therefore combine in certain circumstances where we need a majority of the flesh of the animal to remain in order to remove it from being considered a non-kosher animal. So our Gemara discusses Hanu Gidin Rakin, that there were soft sinews that also came that they came in front of Rava or Rabba, depending on the version of the text, and they were wondering whether or not that these sinews can be considered to be part of the flesh of the animal, to assume that even though there was a break of the bone, that there's considered like the most of the bone is covered with flesh and thereby it would be kosher. So says Rava, what do we have to be concerned about under these circumstances? Chada, first of all, we have a position of Rabbi Yochanan who says Gidin shesofan lahakshos. He says if we have the soft sinews of the animal, even though that in the end they're going to become hard and thereby inedible, nevertheless, nimno lamb bePesach, a person can say as part of the Paschal lamb that they're supposed to register with a chabura, with a group, in order to eat it, and that's the only one way one fulfill the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. If a person registered with the intent to eat these gidin, which were soft but in the end would be hard, a person can fulfill their obligation of Pesach. So this proves that the gidin are indeed, that these soft gidin, which will eventually become hard, are indeed going to be considered to be like flesh. And so too with respect to a trefa, it could be part of the process to combine with the other flesh in order to say it covers the majority of the bone. In addition to that, Rava says, V'od ha-Torah chas al mamon shel Yisrael. Another reason why we should rule like Rabbi Yochanan in this case is because, as we'll see in a moment, even though Rabbi Yochanan is going to argue with Reish Lakish, the Torah is concerned about the money of the Jewish people. And so in order not to cost the owner of the money of the animal his animal and declare it a trefa, we can be lenient in this case and consider the gid, the sinew, like it's part of the flesh. So it says Rav Papa to Rava, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Isura Diaraisa. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish says that under these circumstances that he disagrees with Rabbi Yochanan. He says that you cannot be counted with the Pesach. And also he says Isura Diaraisa. He says it's a biblical prohibition. And you're saying, what do we need to be concerned about? This is a biblical prohibition. So under those circumstances, Ishtak, Rava was quiet. So the Gemara asks, why was he quiet? Why was Rava refuted? There was only, Rava himself says that there was only three circumstances where the law is like Reish Lakish, and this is not one of them. So the Gemara says, no, the reason why Rava was quiet was because he knew that Rabbi Yochanan recanted his position, because he knew the Hadar Bay Rabbi Yochanan and Gabi Rabbi Shimon Lakish. He knew that in fact Rabbi Yochanan had reversed himself and agreed with Rabbi Shimon Lakish in this case. The Amar Le Al Takniteni Balash and Yochanan Ishona Osa. That Rabbi Yochanan had said to Reish Lakish, stop harassing me, because I know that in the end the law is not like what I said, and indeed that if it's a soft gidin, then in the end would be hard. The law is it's not like meat, and the law is indeed like Reish Lakish. So that's why Rava was quiet under these circumstances. Now we see from here the very important principle, which is that the Torah is chas al mamon shel Yisrael. Now Rashi, that the Torah cares about the money of Israel, and therefore we can be lenient under those circumstances. What is the source for this law? Rashi earlier, and we discussed this on 49b, Rashi says that the source comes from the portion of the Metzorah, of the leper, where the Torah tells us that we're supposed to remove all, in Leviticus 14:36, where the Tziva Kohen Ufinu Asabai says, the Torah tells us that the Kohen says that you have to take all the utensils out of the home before I declare the house to be tameh, in order to save the utensils. So from the fact that the Torah writes a whole passage about how we can save the utensils from becoming tameh, and the only ones that would eventually be destroyed would be the clay utensils, this teaches us that the Torah really cares deeply about the money of the Jewish people. But in Menachos on 76b, we have a different source for this law. There in 76b in Menachos, We know that the source comes from the fact that it says in Numbers chapter 20, verse 8, that God says to Moses, "You shall take out for them water from the rock, and you will water the community, you will give food, drink to the people, and also to their flock." So meaning to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did such a big, giant miracle of taking water out from the rock just in order to feed the cattle of the Jewish people. So we see from here that indeed this is another source, because Mamela, we understand why there would be a miracle to give water to the Jewish people, but such a water to be able to feed just their flock, that Hashem would do a miracle, that's an indication of the Torah Chasa al Mamonim Shel Yisrael. So the Aruch HaNer is wondering, why is Rashi cite that Gemara, and why doesn't Rashi cite the Gemara from Menachos? So he says that indeed, the Aruch HaNer says that indeed the major source from it is the Gemara in Menachos, which is the watering of the animals, because from the house of the Menuga, it's not a proof, because there we were even told to take out utensils that were not capable of becoming Tameh, so therefore it can't be that the whole reason there was Chas al Mamon and Yisrael. The Sifri gives a different answer. He says, because the Sifri says that we know that Sukkot and Pesach, which are long holidays, 7 days and 8 days, they take place at a time of the year where the work is already finished, and so therefore we don't have to be concerned about losing money. But Shavuos, which takes place in the middle of our work, there the Torah says, since we're worried about people missing too much work, there we only take off 1 day from there. It's only a one-day holiday, and so therefore it's a proof, says the Sifri, that the Torah is concerned about the money of the Jewish people.